Locker room chants continue here on KNZA 103.9, getting you set for week three of high school football. We now talk Horton Chargers football, and that's with head coach Kyle Gerss. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, appreciate the time as always. First off, just congratulations. You know, this has been a long time coming for your team. You're obviously a first-year head coach, but Chargers hadn't won a game since 2017. It was a near 40-game losing streak. You go out against McLouth on your home field. You pull it out 22-14. Just what was that feeling like with your coaches, with the team, just getting that win and getting that first win in a few years?
It was incredible. And I'm so happy for the kids. Like, they deserved it. I'm so proud of them. They fought their tails off, worked hard all week, and finally we were able to break that streak and get that first win here, like you said, since 2017. And, you know, it was a crazy mix of emotions, but, like, it was an incredible feeling, and I'm just really happy and proud of our kids.
Yeah, and rightfully so. Kind of take us through the game a little bit more in depth. It's back and forth. It's, I believe, a tie game or at least a one-score game late. You know, what was kind of that separating touchdown that you guys were able to kind of put out there and pull away and ultimately hold on for that win?
You know, we just hit a post pattern. Kid came open on a post and flipped the tackle, and then was just able to outrun everybody down the field. The biggest thing for us was, and I've got to credit our line coach, Austin Lovelady, with this one. He suggested that we switch to a five-down front, and that was the difference in the game, really. More so than that, I mean, the big play is nice, but if we don't switch to that five-down front, I don't know if we keep them out of the end zone again, which made all the difference in the world. So,
boy, and how positive was that, just getting that from one of your assistant coaches and just being able to see things on the fly and being able to make those proper adjustments when needed?
Oh, it was huge. It was fantastic to have guys on staff that can help out like that. He saw something, you know, we talked it over on the sidelines for about a series, and we're like, yeah, let's do it. Put it in with the kids. They responded well to it, and, like, it's huge to have guys on staff that can do that and help you out like that.
When the roster, of course, you said you were excited for the kids, and rightfully so. Obviously, being the first win in a long time, what's been practice like this week? I bet they're eager and they got the taste of winning and they want to keep that going.
There's been a little more excitement to practice this week, that's for sure. Like, there's more energy starting to fly around than there was last week even. You know, and that's what comes when you start to figure out that, you know, winning games is fun. So they haven't done it in a minute, and now they've got that taste, like you said, back in their mouths, and they're hungry for it again.
We're talking with Kyle Gerss, Horton head football coach. They get Valley Falls on Friday night, a game you can hear on our sister station, Care 93.7. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continuing our conversation with Kyle Gerss, head coach at Horton. It is presented by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, again, we talked about the first win since 2017, 22-14 over McLouth last week. Now you get a Valley Falls team that's reeling a little bit. They are in the 11-man ranks for the first time in about 5 years. They're off to an 0-2 start. They lost their, or didn't have their star quarterback last week. They lose 63-0 against Troy. You know, what do you see from this team right now, and what kind of ball game can you ultimately expect on Friday?
They're fast. I see that on film. They're fast. They've got a couple kids on that team that can go. And so if we don't do a good job of containing them, you know, this turns into a track meet, and track meets turn into shootouts, and I really don't want to be part of a shootout. You know, we've got to do a good job of tackling, playing our assignment, and containing their speed. That's the biggest thing for us.
How do you keep the momentum rolling? What do you want to see kind of continue and taking the proper steps forward with your team on Friday night? And then a few keys. It seems like we've kind of gone through a few of these keys, but what are going to be the few things on the chalkboard that you're going to need to be able to check off in order to get a win?
I think the biggest thing is we need to continue to play aggressive defensively and tackle well. And then offensively, I want us to continue to build on being more physical up front. We started to get there in the second half of the game against McLouth, and that's part of what led us to be able to get the win, was we were able to hold on to the ball running it, to run out the clock towards the end there. And we just need to keep building on that up front. Like, I think that's one of our big things. If we're going to going to try and get another win is we need to keep getting better up front.
There it is, Valley Falls at Horton coming up on Friday, a ball game you can hear on our sister station, KARE 93.7, as we close things out with Horton head coach Kyle Gers. Coming off, again, the first win since 2017, a lot of excitement and buzz around the Chargers program. Coach, continue the momentum, keep it rolling on Friday. Good luck, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.